Shrimati Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, my name is Vishwavasudasa, I am disciple of Sri Niranjana Swami, and English is not my native language. I'm sorry, a bit tolerant, but I will speak something. Okay, we will read in Granada Srimad Bhagavatam of Srila Dvaipana Vyasadeva, this translation and commentary of importance of His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder and chair of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And today is chapter number one is creation, and chapter number one, questions by the sages. And text number 13. Good. Please. We'll chant together, or what?
We can't hear.
Danna shushrushamananam.
Danna shushrushamananam.
Arhasyam ganu varnitum,
arhasyam ganu varnitum,
yasya avatara bhutanam, shemaya cha bhavaya cha, tanna shushrushamananam, arhasyam ganu varnitum, yasya avatara bhutanam, shemaya cha bhavaya cha, tanna shushrushamananam, arhasyam ganu varnitum, yasya avatara bhutanam, shemaya cha bhavaya cha. Tat, vos, na, unto us, shushrushamananam, who are never-ending form, arhasim, how to do it, anga, osutagasana, anuvarnitum, to explain by following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. Yasya, whose avataram, incarnation, bhutanam, of the living beings, kshemaya, for good, cha, and bhavayam, upliftment, cha, and translation of His Divine Grace is Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vasudha Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead and His incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings impaired by previous masters, acharyas, for one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing them. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada. The conditions for hearing the transcendental message of the Absolute Truth are set forth herein. The first condition is that the audience must be very sincere and eager to hear, and the speaker must be in the line of disciplic succession from the recognized acharya. The transcendental message of the Absolute is not understandable by those who are materially absorbed. Under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one becomes gradually purified. Therefore, one must be in the chain of disciplic succession and learn the spiritual art of submissive hearing. In the case of Sutta Goswami and the sages of Naimisharanya, all these conditions are fulfilled because Shiva Sutta Goswami is in the line of Shiva Vyasadeva, and the sage of Naimisharanya are all sincere souls who are anxious to learn the truth. Thus, the transcendental topics of Lord Shri Krishna's superhuman activities, His incarnation, His birth, appearance or disappearance, His forms, His names, and so on, are all easily understandable because all requirements are fulfilled. Such discourses help all men on the path of spiritual realization. And of commentary, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Miranasya Agyanam Janajalaka Chakshunamita Vinatasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karati Vachavam Pangam Mungete Girim Etkri Patamaham Vandhi Shri Guru Jinatarnam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutavi Shimati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tinayane Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauru Vahani Pracharini Nirvishasha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine. And then my translation. Vasudha Goswami, we are eager to learn about the personality of Godhead and His incarnations. Please explain to us those teachings imparted by the previous masters, acharyas. For one is uplifted both by speaking them and by hearing them. Okay. Thank you very much for this opportunity to do this service in this morning. I was a little bit surprised. In the morning, I am simple person. I come here for hearing, for worshiping, for some other very simple service types of service. And okay, I can try say something if you want. Okay, it is very interesting topic, hearing. It is the main process of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. It is nice processes of devotional service, pure devotional service. And first three of them is Bhagavata Dharma, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. These main, very basic things. And these three processes is absolutely enough for reaching the goals of our life is Krishna Prema Bhakti. We need to hear, we need to chant, or kirtan, do kirtan, and we gradually, step by step, we will start to do smaranam, meditation for Krishna. It calls Krishna consciousness. And hearing is the basis process. We don't need to stop our hearing in any way, in any time. One sannyasi, I heard from him, he is hearing Prabhupada's lectures every day, and he hearing, not at night, but immediately after waking up, he is put his earphones to his ears, and if he go, he went to the bathroom for bathing, he put away his earphones, and immediately after bathing, he put back his earphones. He was very intensive in this hearing process. It's very important. And kirtan includes hearing. We are hearing and chanting and hearing and chanting and hearing and chanting. But hearing process is more simple. Why? Because usually we are hearing from Srila Prabhupada, from some self-realized souls. And half of our, we are chanting, for example, and hearing our sound in Japa time, for example. But maybe if we are not so involved, so pure soul, so very perfect souls, our kirtan is not very pure. And we need to hear our own kirtan, like this, Hare Krishna. But how attentively we are. But in hearing process, half of this process is excellent, because we are hearing, for example, from Srila Prabhupada. We need only hearing, It is better, it is easier, more easy. Yes, and hearing. It is there is a description in Bhagavad Gita of hearing process. Tadvithi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadikshanti teginam genimis tatadarshanam. Lord Krishna said you need to hear from Guru Parampara. It's very easy. Ivam Parampara Praptam. Shri Krishna said in previous chapter, in this chapter, in previous verses, need to take spiritual knowledge from Guru Parampara. Out of Guru Parampara, you cannot find knowledge. You cannot take knowledge. Only Ivam Parampara Praptam, by this Guru Parampara. Yes, and we need to hear from spiritual master, from Guru Parampara, in act accordingly, instructions. And for my English, hearing, we need to have humility. If we have no humility, we will not remember. Our ear will come, and from another will go, like this. We need to be like two glasses. One empty glass, and while one glass is full of water, we need to move up with this glass with water, and we need to be humble. Humbleness is quality for hearing. And we need to have quality for following. It is determination. What does it mean, determination? Acting according instructions. It is determination. We need hear and act. It is disciple. It is description of disciple. If some person hear but not, or not hear, or hear but not act, what does it mean? It is not disciple, it is hearer. He is involved in process of hearing. It is not shravanam. It's hearanam. In Russian, slushanam, hearanam. It's only hearing, not acting. Shravanam means hear and follow, hear and follow. It is Shravana process. It's, but sometimes not easy to follow. For example, one time Giriraj Swami, he was Giriraj Brahmachari, assisted Srila Prabhupada in Mumbai in the 70s. And Srila Prabhupada gave him a fixed instruction. He assisted him in a three-member project like this, or life member project. And he said, dear Giriraj, please do this and that exactly till this time. And Giriraj Maharaj was very happy. Yes, yes, Prabhupada. But after some days, Tamal Krishna Maharaj came to Mumbai and said, Giriraj, I need to organize big preaching for Prabhupada. It was some days of some holiday big weekend, long weekend. We need to organize special preaching inside of Mumbai. Need to organize pandal for preaching. And thousand Indian people can come and hear Prabhupada and hear kirtan and take prasadam. And Giriraj Maharaj said, no, Tamal, I cannot, because Srila Prabhupada gave me instruction, very strict. I am very, very, very busy exactly by Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Giriraj, it's possible to do after, later. But we will have days like this, long period of time. Please move this and help me in preaching. Okay. And Giriraj Maharaj said, yes. And he moved his instruction of Prabhupada to some period of time, some days. And they organized very brilliant preaching in Mumbai. And Prabhupada was very happy. And thousand people were involved in devotional service and hearing and chanting and taking prasadam. It was absolutely wonderful. And after then, immediately after finish of this preaching festival, Tamal Krishna Maharaj ran away. And after some days, 1-2 days, Srila Prabhupada asked Giriraj Swami, what about your life member project? And he said, oh, Prabhupada, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Prabhupada. I did not finish. And Prabhupada said, why? And Giriraj Maharaj said, I started, but Tamal helped him to organize pandal, preaching. And he said, we need to do this exactly in this dates, but you can do this later. And Prabhupada said, yes, it's true. Good. Now you can continue. And Giriraj Swami was surprised, and I spoke from his book. He wrote a book about this story. Yes, and Krishna. And Giriraj Swami asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I cannot understand the situation. You gave me instruction, and I did not follow, and you are happy. Please explain, I cannot understand this, please. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you did not follow, but it's possible to do later. You have no opposition, you not reject my instructions. You have desire to follow. By this reason, I am happy. And he gave example. For example, in 1922, during my first meeting with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he told me, please preach all over the world. And I accept in my heart this, but cannot follow till 65. It is 43 years. 43 years. It was not a problem, not a mistake. I had this desire in my heart, and finally I did it. I followed his instructions and started to follow in 65. It is good. Yes, maybe not immediately we can follow, maybe not immediately, maybe after some period of time, but wrong mood is, no, I will not follow. No, I, yes, yes, sir. My guru said me, yes, sir, yes. But I have no understanding how, like Lord Brahma. You, Lord Krishna said, you need to create this universe. Oh, how? I cannot understand even how to do it. Why me like this? Yeah, it's possible sometimes. One time, during one darshan, my spiritual master said me, you can, I said, maybe I will write some student's book for studying Bhagavad Gita, some books, some, I don't know, about Bhagavad Gita, about meaning of Bhagavad Gita. He said, yes, it is good. Maybe for children, Bhagavad Gita for children, yes, in poetry form. I was surprised. Poetry form for children, Bhagavad Gita. I was satisfied, yes, new instruction, but I'm not a poet. Krishna, Krishna. What does it mean? I forgot about this, but without controversion is inside. But after I forgot, 20 years, last year I started to think, maybe I write Bhagavad Gita in poetry form. Okay, yes, it is instruction of my guru 20 years ago. He gave me instruction. Okay, yes. And I wrote this very fast. Some months, I was surprised. How it possible? I cannot understand. It was seen. Guru is giving scenes sometimes. For example, Prabhupada will gave scenes in his instructions, in his books, during next 10,000 years. Yes. Yeah. It is only scenes. Yeah, sometimes scenes can start to grow up immediately, sometimes after 10 years, sometimes after 1,000 years. Yes, why not? Yes, we need to have desire. I want to follow. Yes, how? Impossible to understand. How it possible? Yes, but we'll see. What is the plan of Krishna? Yes, it is Shravanam and Kirtanam. Oh, sorry. It is hearing and following. It is hearing and following. It is mood of disciple. Disciple need to hear and need to follow as possible. Maybe not immediately. Sometimes if we are over-inspired, plenty of inspiration, it sometimes is started to be mental inspiration, material inspiration. It is not enthusiasm, spiritual enthusiasm. I forgot. Utsaha, spiritual enthusiasm, yeah? Utsaha nishtyat taryat tat karma pravartanati. It's instruction of Rupa Goswami from next level of instruction. Utsaha, it is spiritual enthusiasm. But if we too mentally, too material, have only, not only spiritual motivation, but some material motivation, it is utsahamai. It's a false enthusiasm. Some of them, part of them is spiritual and part of them is material. Utsahamai, it's false enthusiasm. And after then, this utsahamai will disappear. I had instruction when I was young devotee, Bhakta Vladimir, yes, and first time our GBC, Prabhupada Disciple, and Sannyasi and Guru Iskon are going to visit us. Our regional secretary, senior devotee, said, all of you are young bhaktas. And you have no spiritual initiation. And by this reason, you are now using in your devotional service some of your material qualities, because you have no enough level of spiritual qualities. You use some material qualities in some service. And now our GBC will come and you will do some service. Somebody will cook for him, somebody will assist for him, somebody will translate him, another, somebody will wash or ironing dhoti, for example. And you will use, usually you are using your material qualities by nearby the so elevated devotee. your material qualities will disappear like fog after the influence of sun in morning. It is not visible, but when you will do your service will twice or three times better, or so less, not good, half of. You, for example, you are cooking for him, and you can do halava. You did it very often and very brilliant. But now, all thing burns and a lot of plenty of sugar like this. It's how it possible? I can do halava. Yes, but you use your material qualities, and these qualities will disappear by the influence of this person. Be careful and don't lose your enthusiasm. And be careful. The most careful. Yes, and it is idea. If we utsahamaya, it is material enthusiasm. After some period of time or influence of very elevated devotee, this enthusiasm can be destroyed or like this. And it is problem. It is problem. If we have utsahamaya, false enthusiasm, we started not following the instructions, but copying behavior of more elevated Vaishnavas. It is wrong. It is copying. It is mistake. Because we have no qualities like this person. We don't need to copy. First instruction of our GBC was in Soviet Union in 1990, first time. In 1990, Kirtiraj Prabhu, he was the GBC in USSR, he organized zones in Soviet Union and put a GBC to the zones. And first time after then, in summer 1990, our first GBC came to us and we was very satisfied with his vision. And he gave us one first instruction. If we will follow the instructions of Śrīla Prabhupāda, I will help you in this way, and you will be very successful in your devotional service. But if you will copy the examples of Saint Vaishnavas from Bhāgavatam, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or in your experience, you will fall down, and I cannot help you. Be careful, not copy, follow, not copy, follow, not copy. It was first instruction, very, very strict. And second instruction for inspiration, you need to use your intelligence and be creative, because it's first step of Krishna consciousness. No examples, no instructions, no internet, no mobile phone, no association. We need to be active and use and improvise and be flexible and be practical and spread Krishna consciousness. By hook or by crook, spread Krishna consciousness. Oh, we are so young boys, girls, and we asked, but how we can be sure it is right behavior, our preaching is right or not, or wrong? And GBC said, no problem. It is acceptable. I will not say nothing. I say nothing. And if you will act wrong, I will correct you. Don't worry. If I not do correction, it is right. Go ahead. And we are like young dogs. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We need to spread all Krishna names, all Prabhupada books, all prasadam. In any form, go. Yes, and we were very, very happy and preach a lot of. Yes, it is hearing and following, hearing and following. It's very important, the most important topic in our bhakti yoga process. Very easy, but very important. Okay, oh, sorry. Today is special day. Some words I need to say about Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. He is author of Chaitanya Charitamrita and some other books. Yes. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami. Yes. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, if all books of human being will disappear and we will have only Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, not a problem. The human people can reach the goal of our life, pure devotional service, Krishna Prem, only by reading and following of these two books, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mm-hmm. So, story is, Lord Nityananda appears in the dream of Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami and say, go to Vrindavan, don't worry. And he's staying in Shyamakunda, he accepts Six Goswami as his Diksha Guru and took Diksha from Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. His disciple was Narottama Das Thakur. And in Krishna pastimes, he was in Kasturi Manjari sometimes. It is a description of Krishnadasa Kaviraja. He was quite very old, in very old age, during the starting of writing. Chaitanya Charitamrita sometimes description is 130 years, so it's quite old, quite old. Oh, Krishna. But according to Ayurveda, men can start the Krishna can start to understand the meaning of life only in the age of 100 years. For example, I am nearby 50. Oh, young boy, 70. Oh, yes, nearby. Yes, maybe, but not 100. Oh, only after 100. I don't know. It's not a joke, but not for Kali Yuga. Another days of disappearance of Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami first. He appeared in Bengali. His father was Tapana Mishra, Brahman. And Lord Chaitanya regularly came to the house of Tapana Mishra. And Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami made massage for his lotus feet. He studied Shastras and Sanskrit. And after then, Tapana Mishra gave him instruction, go to Puri, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And 8 months, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami did his service and cooked for Lord Chaitanya in Puri. After then he came back to his parents, but after disappearance of his parents, he one time more next period of 8 months stayed together with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. After then Lord Chaitanya gave him instruction, go to Vrindavana to Rupa Goswami and Savatana Goswami, and he studied Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, don't marry, be brahmachari, be renounced. And he was a brilliant speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He can speak every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in three melodies, three tunes. He never speak about material things. He constantly heard about Krishna. And last his years, he's staying in Radha Kunda and had some disciples. In the pastimes of Lord Krishna, he was Raga Manjari, one of version. Raghunatha Dasa Goswami is Prayojana Acharya for us. He appeared in West Bengali. His father was Govardhana Bhaju Mandara. He is Brahmana, but he was very, 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 very rich. Very rich, really. And he wanted to give all this, all this to his son, Raghunatha Das Goswami. In 15 years old age, Raghunatha Das Goswami met first time with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and approximately In the age of 18 or 19, he left his very pretty wife and all this money and property and went to Puri to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was a servant of Swarupa Damodara 16 years. Swarupa Damodara is personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First 5 days he took Maha Prasadam from Lord Chaitanya via Swarupa Damodara Goswami, but after then he said, I have no qualification. No, and stopped with this. Then started to ask donation nearby in Simhadwara, the Simhadwara gate. Yes, and Lord Chaitanya gave him special instructions, four sentences. Not say about material things. Second, don't eat very tasty food and don't use very beautiful dress. Third, don't find respectful for yourself, but be humble service for another. And fourth, constantly chant holy name and in your mind do service for Radha and Krishna. That is very elevated instructions. Maybe not for us, not for me exactly, it's sure, but very interesting thing. If we have no desire to follow immediately, but no controversial inside with these instructions, even hearing about these instructions will purify our heart. We need to be very humble, and by this will take purification by these instructions. It is not from us, it is from Raghunatha Das Goswami. Yes, and his sadhana was 3 hours every day. He spoke about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he had a big experience of a personal experience of association with him. And he practiced smarana in his mind. He chanted every day 64 rounds. And his dream was only 1.5 hours, not longer, and for last 40 years he stayed in Radha Kundam. His sadhana included 1,000 obeisances to Krishna and 2,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas. After disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to take only fruits and milk, and after disappearance of Sanatana Goswami, he started to take only 1-2 cups of pad thai every day. And in Krishna Lila he was, according to one version, as Rasa Manjari. Okay, it is some very short introduction of three very elevated person, Krishna Dasa Kaviraja, Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami, Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, but no idea to copy, it's no idea. But we need to open our heart, we need to be very humble, and we'll purify by hearing the story about this very elevated person. Sorry, and what time I need to stop, maybe too long? We need to stop, yes? Thank you very much. If you have some comments, questions, debates, or I don't know, something you want to say something? Yes, no mic? Oh, yes. Oh, maybe somebody speak Russian. Кто-то по-русски говорит, нет? Because my experience of hearing not good.
You were encouraging everyone to use, you know, whatever they could to spread Krishna consciousness, you know, whatever the internet, etc., you know, to help Krishna consciousness to expand. So I thought maybe you could share some of the things that innovative ideas maybe in Europe or wherever you're traveling that you feel inspired by.
Mm. Okay, spreading Krishna consciousness. I don't know what project you have here because I'm coming only in evening yesterday. have no information. Oh, Krishna. Main idea, Lord Chaitanya, every day did three things. He chanting holy names and he discussion Srimad Bhagavatam and he distributed prasadam. It is three main things, holy name, holy books, holy food. And Krishna, spreading Krishna consciousness means spread these three things or one of them or two of them, better three of them together, but at least one in any form. In form of yoga classes, in form of lectures, in form of restaurants, in form of some, any form. Form is not so significant. Holy name, holy books, and holy food, it is significant. In any form. It is our slogan in Siberia. Siberia Yatra is very, very flexible, very liberal, and very active. Because, and sometimes GBC said, no, stop it, but gently, okay, yes. Yes, and a lot of freedom, a lot of inspiration, thousands and thousands of devotees in Siberia, all of them are very happy. Yes, by preaching, because we are preaching, it is special taste. Yesterday we spoke with Govinda Prabhu. In Prabhupada Lilamrita, the instruction of Srila Prabhupada to his disciple in the beginning, okay, you can chanting 16 rounds only, not 64, not 32, not 25, 16 only by if you will preach. If you preach, it is enough. Because preaching is a personal service. Personal service, Guru Seva, personal service to Srila Prabhupada. By this reason, we can chant 16. If not, we are not involved in preaching. At least one time in months, at least one time in year. Yes, need to chant more, not 16, like this. It is my understanding of this episode from Prabhupada Lilamrita. And we need to preach. Lord Chaitanya said, Yeridha Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh. You need to spread, you need to say, everybody about Krishna. But we can try to think, okay, it was 500 years ago, now in another time, Kali Yuga, we are in New York, for example, or in London, in Paris, in Rio de Janeiro. No, we will not follow. No time, no inspiration. What we will have in the end? We rejected the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we will have as a result? No enthusiasm in devotional service. No enthusiasm to go to the temple. No enthusiasm meet with Vaishnavas. No enthusiasm even take halava. No, halava. Why? Because we are not involved in preaching. We cannot be outside of preaching. I am teacher of disciple course in ISKCON, it's official course in Srila Prabhupada. There is a quote from Srila Prabhupada, Gaudiya Mat, stop to preach. And by this reason, we deviate from the instructions of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and we are useless. Sorry, I am very sorry, it's official course of ISKCON. Every new devotee need to know this. I do this service in Europe part of ISKCON. Yes, it's deviation. And if, okay, we are very kind, okay, maybe not now, after 20 years, after 30 years, but if you have some contradiction with this idea, oh no, preaching is not good, we will lose enthusiasm, no taste of life, no taste even in material life. Yes, it will result, sorry, we need to share one to another about this, we need to help one to another to preach. Yeah, there is... three kinds of, okay, you asked me about another thing, so examples of sharing, sorry, yes, I need to follow. A lot of things, we organize all types of activities, in Europe. If some devotee have talent or desire or education or some experience in any form of activity, we organize this like preaching. For example, one devotee organized Prema Invest Bank. Prema Invest, very good bank. And fill a lot of centers in all USSR, it was in the 90s. And a lot of devotee was involved. And people come to buy a money for bank. Buy money, you need to take money, yes, for some persons, yes. And devotee organized, some center was very, like temple. People came to the temple, and Govinda, Madhipurusham, and Bhajan of Prabhupada, and all members of office, bank office in Sari and Hoti with Tilak, welcome, Hare Krishna, take prasadam, you need money, okay, yes, we can do it, take it, like this. Organize, okay, one devotee was very, very rich, he organized bank, devotee organized preaching in form of band, why not? I hear it in Mumbai, in Radhanath Goswami, place at least started bank in Krishna consciousness. I don't know what now, it was 20 years ago. We put anything, any activity, any enthusiasm, and takes this form and put Krishna prasadam, Prabhupada's book, or changing of the holy name inside. For example, my friend, very good devotee, he is dentist, and he have table with Prabhupada's book in the corner of his cabinet, dentist cabinet. And during operation with two teeth, he asked, may I say you something interesting? It will, yes, and he's saying about reincarnation, about also material nature, during, and most part of patients said, okay, it was very interesting, oh, 2 hours. I forgot about time. It's very interesting. Yes, thank you. Oh, you can take any book. It's gift from myself. Any. Second, by some price, by some donation, but first is free. You can take any book. It is interesting. Please, we can organize preaching in any activity. Put or prasadam, or holy name, or books of Prabhupada, or some quotes from books of Prabhupada in our speech, for example. Can organize seminar about relationships, about protection of the stress from the stress in Kali Yuga, and use some instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Why not? It will preaching. We need to preach, and we need to have direct preaching. We need to have direct preaching. In this situation, better to combine all three things. And holy names, and holy books, and prasadam. For example, 20 years ago in Kiev, in Ukraine, was restriction for Harinams. And devotees did Harinams one time in month only, in one place of Kiev. Kiev is a city with 5 million population. And only in one place possible to do Harinams. But it is a real festival for Vaishnavas. And usually 300 Vaishnavas came together to Harinam. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 50 brahmacharis. In saffron clothes, in square, like Roma soldiers in ancient Roma. He was separately ironing this street. All another devotees, another 200, stay together and singing Hare Krishna, and book distributors was very active nearby, and prasadam distributor, please take it. Very small packets, free. This bigger, it's some $1 or half of a dollar, please. And some break, and some covers on the street, and some Indian dance, 5-10 minutes after the next part of Harinam. It was a big festival for inspiration Vaishnavas and for inspiration peoples. And one time police say, stop it. And we ask, why? Your number is very big. Sorry. You have big community, sorry. Okay, we will arrest you. Really? And in what place you will put us? 2-hour bus, only for 10 people. Okay, yes. Impossible to arrest. Okay, 200 people. Oh, no. We need to help of all police of Kiev. Yes, we can use direct preaching. It is very powerful and very good. And indirect preaching. If you have any talents or any object, any experience or any enthusiasm, put inside Krishna name or Krishna food or Krishna books, Prabhupada's books, and act. But we need to have some connection, at least some connection with preaching. At least one time in year, we need to give gift. Bhagavad Gita in, for example, in Gita Jayanti, for example, at least one book in during 1 year, at least, because it is instruction of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. If no, we will lose the taste of life. First spiritual life, after then material life. Uh-oh. I hope it's not about you. It's about myself. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Sorry. Is it understandable?
Yes.
Maybe I said wrong, because I'm first time in USA. I have no understanding what is your activity here. I'm sorry. It's very difficult to say without understanding. Sorry. If I said something wrong. Sorry. Yes.
Actually, my comment was first on, you know, when the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada said that the most important thing is for the audience to hear nicely. Mm. So you were also describing your early stages of devotional service, and the GBC person was saying, so important to do like this. And obviously you did it nicely. Prabhupada said that after speaking, and one disciple told him, oh, that was so nice. Prabhupada said, my spiritual master told me, or he said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak nicely.
Mm.
So I just want to thank you, because you conveyed your enthusiasm for preaching so nicely in responding to Sukadeva's question. And thank you, and we all give our blessings to you for your sannyas ashram. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Grandra Shivat Bhagavatam ki jai, Shiva Prabhupada ki jai, Alacho Temple ki jai.